Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hi, and welcome to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast, sponsored by Moda Fabrics. I'm editor Lindsay Fullington, here with a special editor's edition of the podcast. First, we'll be talking to American Patchwork and Quilting editor Elizabeth Beasy about the upcoming April issue, which is on sale February 3rd. And she has a very fun program that we're announcing on the show. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Lindsay. I am so excited to talk about our 2015 Quilt Along. So we did a Quilt Along for the first time last year, debuted it with, I think, the February issue in 2014. And people loved it so much that we are doing it again. So what's super fun about this year's is that we're doing something a little different. And we didn't want to tie people into just one pattern. Well, first of all, maybe I should talk about what a quilt along is.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So a quilt along is really just where everybody takes the same pattern and makes it and shares what they're making either on their blogs or on Facebook or Instagram. It's just kind of, I mean, think about, maybe this is a little silly, but think about a sewing bee of old. Like, you're all working on the same thing, like literally sitting around a quilt frame. Well, we don't often do that so much anymore, but so this is something where we can all virtually quilt along. So we're all making the same thing and kind of doing show and tell. And people just get inspired by seeing what other people are making and either how similar or how different it is from what they're making. So, so back to our quilt along for 2015. We are actually doing three different patterns, and you can pick which one of them you want to make. And what connects them all is the four patch. So I think there's probably not a quilter out there who hasn't heard of the four patch. It's, you know, one of those super basic units that a lot of people start with. And so we are calling this year's quilt along Go For It. And it's a little more clever when you see it in print because we spelled four, F-O-U-R. So it's the Go For It quilt along. And we have three really awesome four patch patterns in the April issue of American Patchwork and Quilting.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the three patterns and how they're different and who designed them?
Okay, great. So Lisa Alexander designed last year's Quilt Along quilt, and so we went back to her naturally and said, hey, would you love to design something for this year? And she had the perfect thing. She had what we're calling Rainbow Rose, and it uses four patches, kind of in, so a four patch in a nine patch setting, if you will. And she used literally every color under the rainbow, and it just is a beautiful, again, like last year, it's a low volume quilt, so that means all of her backgrounds are light looking prints when viewed from afar, but when you see them up close, they're not all just lights. I mean, they have lots and lots of prints in them. So it's a super treat for the eyes, whether you look at it far away in a big, beautiful two-page shot we have in the magazine, or if you look at it with the details, which we have at least two of in the magazine. So that kind of started all of this off. And then I had a submission of a beautiful four-patch quilt from Editha Sitar, and she made what I think of as the world's tiniest four patches, although there's probably smaller ones. And so she took those four patches and surrounded them with, to make like a square and a square unit, and then put them all together in a beautiful vertical row quilt. And we're calling this quilt Scrapalicious because, again, it uses the teeny tiny pieces that you might have lying around. And actually, Editha used everything from Civil War prints. I know there's a lot of Joe Morton prints in there, but in her true style, she combined them with batiks. She combined them with modern day prints. It's just a beautiful combination. And then the third quilt, I knew that these first two quilts were a little more advanced. I don't want to scare people away by saying all of these are teeny tiny pieces. But this, the third quilt, we had April Rosenthal designed just a really easy but striking quilt called Buried Treasure. She used her Best Day Ever collection from Moda Fabrics, and she alternated a four patch with a floating star unit, and it just creates this beautiful X design. That's why it's called Buried Treasure. And rather than all the colors of the rainbow in this one, she stuck to kind of an analogous color scheme, I guess, of blue, green, and yellow, just with a little bit of white in there to give it some pop. So those are the three quilts, and I'm super excited for people to either choose one or, hey, make all three. And then for even more inspiration, we've also got, I mean, as always, we have a color option of each one of those quilts. So people can feel free to make one of the quilts as is, just make some of the blocks, make one of the color options, which for most color options, I think a lot of people know. But if you don't, we have instructions online for our readers, so you can go and get the full instructions for how to make those. The hardest part for me is going to be deciding which one that I am going to make.
I think this is so great because not only are there three patterns in the magazine that people can choose from, but also the three color options that are sometimes a little smaller than the originals, so they're a little easier in case you do want to dabble in all three and try all those different four patch settings. But also we're encouraging our readers to do their own take of these patterns. So we do have a lot of bloggers that are participating with us in kind of like a quilt along blog hop. So we have 17 different bloggers, including our staff members, that are making one of these quilts in their own variation. So using their own colors, their own size choices, and just playing with these patterns that we've given them to just continue to inspire everyone that's quilting along with us. So I know that I'm planning on making one of them, but I'm making it as a smaller table topper because I do want to try all those different ones. I don't want to spend tons of time making all three, but I just want to dabble a little in them. So I made one just a little smaller that you can see on our blog in a few weeks. But we can talk a little bit about all the bloggers that are participating too.
Okay. Yeah, so we have, again, last year we had several bloggers that blogged along with us, and so some of those same people are back, and we're excited about that, and then we've got some new people. So we've got a fun mix of people because we opened it up to Editha, April, and Lisa and said, hey, ask your friends, see who wants to blog. So we've got Barb and Mary from Me and My Sister Designs. They are super fun ladies. We've also got Bonnie Hunter of Quiltville. She is just a great scrappy quilter, and I know that she's already planning on doing a different setting of her quilt.
Mm-hmm. And she's already been blogging about it, so if you get on there and snoop out her blog and her Instagram account, you can get a little peek at what she's doing.
We've also got Camille Ross Kelly of Thimble Blossoms, and her blog is Simplify. And I think Camille participated last year.
Yes, she did. But just a great mix of a lot of different people, and they all have different styles. They'll be using, some of them will be using their own fabric lines. Some of them, like we said, Bonnie is doing really scrappy. So just if you need to be inspired, you can visit one of these blogs, and we have all of the blogs listed in the April issue, so you can hop from blog to blog and see what everyone's doing and just be inspired to make your own. But also we have more inspiration. We started this last year with our quilt along with a hashtag that's APQ quilt along. So we have almost 1,000 photos already from last year's quilt along on Instagram that were shared on Twitter and Facebook with this hashtag. So it's really easy if you're not an Instagram user regularly. All you do is after you post your photo, you can just comment on it with the hashtag symbol, and then APQ quilt along. And then when you click on that, it shows you all of these beautiful photos that people have posted about their progress and their finished quilts. And we've shown some of them, some of the reader photos that have been submitted and the designers that played along with us last year in our April issue. But there's 1,000 on Instagram that you can go look at, and they're so fun. And people did them in such a variety of colorways and sizes, and they're just really creative. It was very inspiring for us to see.
It was great, yeah. Can you also use the hashtag on Facebook? And how do you do that?
It's the same. So it's just the hashtag symbol with APQ Quilt Along, and you can do that on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So it works the same for all of them. And then everyone on those social medias can see all the pictures that you've posted. But it's
if you put that hashtag on your photos, then we actually have a page on our website.
Yeah, we do. And if you just go to allpeoplequilt.com/quiltalong, so very easy to remember, you can get access to last year's pattern, to this year's pattern, to the color options that are online, to all of the bloggers that are participating, and see a fun feed of everyone's photos, like right as they post them. So it's live feed of them. And it's just a great way. It's all in one place. So it's allpeoplequilt.com/quiltalong for all of your quilt along needs. But we suggest posting them. We love seeing them. But if you have questions about color choices or the pattern you're doing, we've found that a lot of readers will go through those photos, and we go through the photos too, and we comment and share our opinions, and we love to see what everyone's doing. So join our quilt along this year. We're so excited. So look for that in our April issue.
Boost your sewing skills from start to finish with daily tips from the editors of American Patchwork and Quilting. Visit tips.allpeoplequilt.com for inspiration. This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. To save time, Rotary cuts several layers of fabric at once. To prepare a stack for cutting, steam press one fabric, place the second fabric on top of it, and press again, repeating until you have stacked as many fabrics as you feel comfortable cutting at once. Ironing the fabrics together with steam helps them kind of cling to each other, resulting in more precise pieces.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. Use your favorite pattern or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
Follow American Patchwork and Quilting on Pinterest to find ideas for bags, baby projects, pillowcases, storage and organization, and more. Visit Pinterest.com/APQ Magazine to join the fun.
Hi, and welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting podcast show. I'm Editor Lindsay, and we're back here with Editor Elizabeth Beasy, who's going to share some other fun things to find in our American Patchwork and Quilting April issue on sale February 3rd.
Okay, so in our April issue, we tried really hard to pack it with tips, since we know that our readers love tips, can't get enough, whether it's something that you never heard of before and you kind of have an aha moment, or if it's just a tweak on something that you're like, oh, well, I never quite thought of it that way. We know you love tips. And so this time, for this issue, we thought about what does everybody want most of all? And I think we all would love to wave a magic wand and have more time. More time to quilt.
Yes, we would.
So since that's not going to happen, we tried to figure out ways and tools and ideas and techniques for making the most of your time or shaving time off of a technique. And so we packed 55 tips into this issue. And we're pretty proud of that. So somehow,
it's a lot. And you'll see them in the most surprising places. So keep your eyes open. They're hidden around the issue.
Yes, we actually put some sideways.
Yeah.
My art director didn't love that. But hey, we wanted to fit more tips in. So so one of the things, the reason why I guess we kind of thought of this time-saving theme was the profile in this issue is on Judy Niemeyer. And for those of you who don't know Judy Niemeyer or quiltworks.com, Judy is known for her foundation paper piecing techniques. And I know sometimes if I say foundation piecing, some people's brains just turn off and are like, oh, I don't do that. But I really encourage you to take another look at foundation paper piecing and especially Judy's methods. I've been quilting, for 30 years or so, and I've done foundation piecing before, and I enjoy it, but it's not like at the top of my must-do list. It's not my favorite go-to technique. However, when I went on the photo shoot in Montana, I know it's rough being a quilting editor. When I went on the photo shoot for Judy's story, it literally changed my quilting life. I like to say that sometimes, what is the one thing that changed her quilting life? But this really opened up my eyes to her super organized method of foundation piecing and working one step at a time as opposed to one block at a time. So I don't know why I've never put it together with, I do chain piecing all the time. I mean, it's strip piecing, so it's like you're working on one step and, you make a bajillion blocks at once. But I had never applied that to foundation piecing. So seeing Judy's super organized method and just all of her tips and tricks and things that she puts into her patterns to make it easier, it's amazing to see what you can do in a short time and to make these awesome looking quilts that look super intricate. They are intricate, but the way that you make them is not. So anyway, I think that this is just the perfect issue for Judy and her family-run business, quiltworks.com, to be in because that's what they're all about, is time-saving so you can make more quilts and have just beautiful results as well.
Yes, they're striking quilts and lots of great pictures in the profile, like beautiful pictures. You'll definitely be inspired to do her project that's in this issue.
Yeah, and I have even started, of course I had to buy a kit when I was in Montana, a pattern, and I bought Fire Island Hosta, and I'm about 3/4 done with that so far, and you can see a picture in the editor's letter in this. I just had to share a sneak peek of what it is that I'm working on, because like I said, it did change my quilting life. So one of the other things in the issue, we've done quilted color options from Handy Quilter for about 3 years now, and I don't know if a lot of people know about them, but this is a program where we have the educators at Handy Quilter, which is a long arm quilting company, take one of our color options that Laura Banky makes, our quilt tester, and they actually quilt it in a different way than the original quilt is quilted. So in addition to just giving you ideas on color placement, like our normal color options do, this just gives you another idea how you could quilt either that color option or the original quilt. So we have just another stunning example this time in the April issue, and it is a color option of Michelle Hart's Lovely in Lace quilt. And Laura used some beautiful fabrics from Lonnie Rossi for Andover for the color option, and it looks like tile work to me, like I'm in Morocco or Portugal or somewhere there's beautiful tile work. And created just a wildly different version from the original quilt, which is called Lovely in Lace. And so you can see, or think about how that has much more romantic or, feminine feel. And then the quilting that Handy Quilter, Marie Eldridge, who is an educator at Handy Quilter, that she did is just gorgeous. She combined some some digitized machine quilting along with free motion and some ruler work, which is taking a ruler that's, you know, made for machine quilting, and you run the ruler along the edge of it so you can get some perfectly straight lines. But I encourage you to check that out and maybe take another look at all of our quilted color options that we've been doing the last 3 years. And then we have all of those online as well. So you can, again, get the instructions to make the color option, but you can also and sometimes see the entire quilting diagram, because, you know, we only have so much space in the magazine to show the quilting. And sometimes you'll also get full-size quilting patterns so that you can do that as well.
Right. And what I love about these, if you're a person that skips over this page, you should take time to read it, because the person that does the quilting always breaks it down by block. So how you would fill a certain space or how you could quilt a certain block. So even if you don't plan on making that quilt, it's a great lesson on just what quilting designs are great for certain spaces and quilts. And like Elizabeth said, we have all of the 3 years of patterns online, as well as the full-sized quilting diagrams, and in some cases we even give you the bigger patterns so that you can really make those on your own quilts easily. And it's great inspiration, and we really do help with machine quilting, whether you have a long arm or just do it on your home machine, to get really beautiful results.
Yep, I'm really proud of that. One other thing we have in this issue is our second installment of Piece and Play, which is a column we started in February with Jean Wells of the Stitch and Post. And Jean is known for, over the past several years, I guess, she's known a lot for her improvisational piecing and beautiful work with color. And so we talked to Jean about doing a year-long series of articles with us, just exploring some of her different ways of piecing, as well as giving our readers some tips on color and just new ways to look at color. So the second column is about itty-bitty piecing. So I just love saying itty-bitty piecing. So it really is exactly what it sounds like. It's putting in just kind of piecing together pieces that you would add to other pieces. So that may sound kind of silly, but it's how you approach working with little tiny pieces to create, like, say, a strip that you would add to other strips. And it just adds that little bit of extra interest. So, you know, if you're going along and you see, you know, it's just more interesting than having long strips that are unpieced.
Right. And I was so inspired. I already made a pincushion from her techniques. And it's just, she uses an example of a log cabin block. And so instead of just piecing one strip on the side, she'll piece two or three strips together to make that longer strip on the side. So it gives you these little bursts of color and this interest in the block. And she even did one where she fussy cut the center of the log cabin block. So she really does give these great tips on how you can use scraps that you might normally throw away, or scraps that you are in love with from a project but don't have a place for them. You can piece them into blocks you're already making for really beautiful results.
I know. So now it's making me look at all of my scraps in a new way. It's like, oh man, the things I would have thrown away, now I have to keep in a whole nother area of my sewing room because I know I could use them to piece these little tiny things.
Yeah, and this, the Piece and Play column is another year-long event we're doing. So if you go to allpeoplequilt.com/learnalong, you can get all of the patterns for the pin cushions that we're suggesting. You can see some fun videos on the techniques, and just also share your pictures on Instagram and Facebook with the hashtag APQLearnalong, and you can see what others are doing with their scraps and what they're making. So,
and again, you can see what we're making. A couple of us in the office have also been doing these techniques each time, and they're just really fun and are getting us to think in a whole new way. And Jean is also doing a project every issue, as well as a pin cushion. So whether you want to try it in a little bit larger scale on a project, last month she did a pillow. This time she did a cover for like an e-reader or a tablet. She's also doing a pin cushion every issue. So it's just a non-threatening way to try out this maybe new-to-you technique and some of the color tips each issue. So you may have a collection of pin cushions when you're done, or you could make just a block each time and save those for the end of the year and put them together in and do a small wall hanging or a table topper.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. And the whole point is also that you are choosing a color palette or what she called a palette box for the entire year. So choose a bunch of fabrics and put them together in a box, and then you can just pull out those same fabrics each time. And it's interesting to see what different looks can come out of the same box of fabrics.
Yeah.
So I am excited to kind of see how all of my six projects will or will not look alike because they all start with the same fabric.
Right. Well, really fun. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a little bit with editor Jody Sanders.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. If you're working on more than one quilt project at a time and have limited storage space, stash each ongoing project in a large white gift box, label the ends, and stack the boxes in your closet.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Hi, and welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting podcast show. I'm here with Quilts and More editor Jody Sanders, and she's going to be talking about the spring issue of Quilts and More, which goes on sale February 3rd. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Lindsay. Hey, we're super excited to be looking at spring Quilts and More 2015, just like you mentioned. And I think what we'll do is maybe tell people what the cover looks like, and that way they'll know what they're looking for when they go to the newsstand. For Quilts and More Spring, we have our main image is a project from Sherry McConnell, and it's a star quilt. And the fun thing about this quilt is we're calling it, it's the first in a new mini-series that we're doing. And this particular project on the cover, we're showing it as a table topper. But we also styled it on the inside with the project that you could use it as a wall hang. So it's kind of a dual purpose thing. And that's really a fun thing about small quilts is you can use them in lots of different ways. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Sherry's quilt is a star quilt. There's 9 little stars. And it's from the Bonnie and Camille Day Sale collection from Moda Fabrics. Bright, cheery reds and navy blues and aquas and greens and gray. Just a really fun quilt for spring as we're looking for brighter colors after we've kind of been through a whole winter. So that's our main image. And then we also have a couple of pillows from Joanna Figueroa. And it's kind of in Joanna's classic color palette. Butterscotch and aqua and some corals, some real pretty greens. And we have 2 different pillows. One is a 12-inch pillow and one is an 18-inch pillow. And so those are really something fun to do if you want to spruce up your decor a little bit is make a patchwork pillow to make that living area a little more fun and bright and cheery. Our next project that we have on the cover is a little wool applique project. And it's we're calling it Hop To It. It's a little bunny hop project. And it's really cute. It's got some die cut flowers and bunnies and circles. And the great thing about this project is the designer is providing a kit, and all of the pieces are going to be die cut already. So when you get your kit, you're going to be ready to just sit down and start stitching. You don't have to worry about cutting anything out because she's going to do all that cutting
for
you.
That's perfect.
And it's a really nice way to introduce yourself to wool applique if you're not familiar with it. It's a smaller project. You don't or won't have a lot of time invested and a lot of money invested until you really find out if you like doing that technique or not. So it's a great project to introduce people to that technique. And then finally, we have a quilt that is another die-cut quilt using a different kind of machine. It's called a Cricut, and it's a key motif. And we're finding that that key is really a popular pattern in both fashion and home decor. And this is kind of the old-fashioned skeleton key motif is what we've got, and that's repeated across the quilt, and it's made in solids, which we know is really popular right now, too. So those are the projects you're going to be looking for when you're looking for the cover of Quilts and More Spring 2015. And I think what I'll do is maybe just update people a little bit about what Quilts and More magazine is, because some people might not be familiar with it. It is a newsstand-only product, so you can't get a hard copy subscription. You can do a digital subscription, so we want to remind people about that. But it's not something that you can have mailed to your home as far as a regular subscription. So
right, and if you just go to allpeoplequilt.com/getdigital, we have all the information you need there to order a Quilt Some More subscription digitally.
And we know people really like that option. That's been a popular thing for people. In fact, there's people that do both. They get the digital issue, and they also buy the hard copy on the newsstand. So it's a great option for people that want one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Quilts and More, you can tell from the title, it's quilt, but there's also the and more part. And for quilts, we typically have smaller quilts or easier quilts. And we know a lot of people get introduced to quilting because they're either having a baby or they're having a grandchild and they want to make a quilt for it. So we do try and have either a kid or child or baby related quilt in every issue, because we know that's sometimes what people are coming to us for. And the other quilts that we have in the issue are usually smaller throw size. We do have some bed quilts, but they have fewer pieces and they're not as complicated. Our sister publication, American Patchwork and Quilting, which is subscription-based, and you can buy that on the newsstand, and you can get a digital issue of APQ. You can get it all for APQ. Their quilts tend to be a little more complicated, and so you're going to have more applique. You're going to have more pieces involved. They're going to be scrappier, but for the Quilts and More reader, we do tend to keep the quilts a little simpler. The and more part is kind of the fun part that I think a lot of people come to us for, and that's we know a lot of people are getting interested in making home decor items. So whether it's drapes or it's pillows, we have those kinds of things. The and more also includes bags. People love to make custom bags where they can pick their fabric, they can pick the hardware they like, they can pick the buttons and the zippers that they like, and make a project that's just really one of a kind, and one that they can customize for whoever they're making it for. If they're making it for themselves, they can make it the way they like it. So we have a lot of bag patterns. We have a lot of pin cushions. Those are probably some of the most fun projects that we get to do. But it's all that other stuff. So it can be an apron, it can be pot holders, it can be little bags, it can be pillowcases, just a whole wide range of things, the and more. And I think the Quilts and More reader, as I mentioned, I think it is somebody who's coming to quilting for the first time, but it's also people like me who have been quilting for more than 25 years and need a quick project that they need to make for a giveaway, or they want to make multiples for their quilting friends. So I may be picking a little bag pattern and making four or five of those to give away as gifts to my friends. Sometimes I just need a break from those more difficult quilts that I might be making from APQ, and I just need to take a break and make something smaller and feel like I'm getting something accomplished in a shorter period of time. So I think the and more part of the magazine is the really fun, you know, part that people come to us. Even if you're more experienced, you want to learn how to or you want to make multiples of something, or you just enjoy making something quick.
And what I love about Quilts and More is the quilts you do have, like in the spring issue, you have a foundation piecing project, and like you mentioned, you have a wool applique project. So even if you have been quilting a long time but just have never dabbled in some of these techniques, there's very easy projects and very great step-by-step photos and diagrams to really help you get into that technique so you can do more advanced projects.
Right, and we do try and cover a lot of different techniques, but on a much smaller scale. So as you mentioned, we have a foundation pieced project. It's one block. There's five pieces in each of the foundations. So it's not a complicated foundation piecing pattern. Some of them can get to be very, very more complicated than that, but it gives people an introduction into that technique. We've got a couple of easy applique, very easy, fusible, versus needle turn, which might be a little more difficult for people to do, but a lot of times we'll do fusible. We do simple quilting for the most part, so most of the projects will have either an all-over design that's very simple, or it'll have something that's repeated. So it may be a little more difficult design, but it's repeated over and over again, so you kind of get a sense of and practice for what that particular design might be. We've got some bias binding techniques in there because I think that scares people sometimes. We do have one quilt that's a little scrappier, and so for people that are newer to quilting, that might be an interesting concept to them because they don't know how to put all of those disparate pieces that they have from different collections together. So that's something else that we'll talk about a little later. But it's just really fun to be able to have lots of different projects, a big variety. One of the things that we're going to be having in this year's, or I should say continuing to have, is the scrap lab projects. And those are always really fun. We take one set of materials and give it to three different designers and have them come up with a project that's different. They don't get to see each other's designs before they're finished. We do talk about it a little bit ahead of time, so I know somebody's making pot holders, somebody's making a bag, somebody's making a tabletopper, so that we don't have three things that are all the same genre, like we don't have all bags or all pillows. So we do talk about it in that general sense, but otherwise it's kind of a surprise when they come in to the office with the materials that they've made, and it's really fun to see what people creatively can do. And in this particular issue, we are introducing our new scrap lab designers, Sherry Falls of This and That Patterns and Monique Dillard of Open Gate Quilts are our new featured designers for the next year, and we're really excited to have them work with us. And then our guest designer this time is Amy Sinibaldi of Nana & Co. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Amy, go out and check out her blog and her Instagram. She's really creative for us. She has a new book out, and it's just really exciting to see everything that Amy's been doing. And if you are familiar at all with her look, the fabrics that we use this time, I think, really fit in with what Amy's look is.
Yes.
It's whitewashed cottage from Three Sisters from Moda, and it's a beautiful collection of yellows and pinks and lavenders and grays, and kind of in the Three Sisters look of beautiful florals, some polka dots. There's an all-over patchwork design that's actually printed on the fabric. So just a really pretty collection, and I think the readers are really going to enjoy seeing what our designers came up with. And I'll give you a tease. There's a tote bag, and there's a tabletopper, and there are two adorable pot holders. So check those out when you get the issue of Quilts and More Spring 2015, and that'll be on sale soon.
Perfect. So we'll be back in a little bit, and Jody's going to talk us through some of the other projects we can find in Quilts and More Spring.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. Once fabric pieces have been pressed, let them cool in place before moving them. It prevents distortion of bias edges.
Make the most of your sewing machine by watching Machine Minute videos brought to you by Babylock. Learn about popular topics like tension troubles, stitch length, needles, buttonholes, zipper basics, and more. Watch these videos at allpeoplequilt.com/videos.
Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Hi, and welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast Show. I'm back with editor Jody Sanders, who's talking about Quilts and More Spring.
Well, before we get into some of the specific projects, what I want to do is talk a little bit about some of the new things that we have.
Some very exciting, fun stuff.
Yeah, it's always good to take a step back and evaluate, you know, what's working, what's not working. We get emails and letters from readers, you know, saying, well, I wish you had more of this, or this really wasn't very helpful, or I just really don't know how to do something. And so we're trying to solve a problem. We're trying to figure out things that can help the reader, and we want to answer the question before you even asked it. So we sat down and evaluated as a editorial group what we wanted to do for new things and the things that were going right and the things that maybe we can improve a little bit. So we do have some new departments in this issue, and one of the things we're doing is it's called One Block, Three Ways, and in this case we've chosen the Churn Dash block. And it's a 6-inch churn dash block, and we created it using three different fabric collections and three different ways of looking at color, because color is one of the themes for the issue. So we're going to be continuing the One Block, Three Ways for the next issues in 2015. So we'll be selecting a different block and different fabrics, and I think that'll just be a fun way to introduce people to different ways of using fabric and placing lights and darks and that kind of thing.
And so, what I love is you give a coloring diagram of a churn dash block, and you maybe think you know all the different ways a churn dash block can look, but it is amazing just seeing the pictures in this issue, the different looks they can have, and then you can experiment with, you know, placing fabric on our coloring diagram or just playing with color with, you know, markers and seeing the look you can get.
Yeah, we're excited for that column and look forward to seeing what people do with that. Another new column we have is called What Went Wrong, and we have different topics that we're going to be taking a look at. The first one that we're looking at is achieving an accurate quarter-inch seam allowance, and we show you in a block what happens when you don't have a consistent quarter-inch seam allowance and what can go wrong, and then we give you a couple solutions of how to solve that. So that'll be a fun column to look forward to. I think. Another new project we have is called our Sew Easy Sampler. And I'll introduce that now as we're talking about the new things and projects that are in the issue. Sandra Clemens is a designer, and she came up with the Sew Easy Sampler for us. It's four blocks, and we're going to be introducing the first block in the spring issue. And then in each of the summer, fall, and winter issues, we'll be introducing the additional blocks, and the winter issue will also have the final setting. But we have given you the instructions for and the cutting materials for the whole quilt, so you'll be able to figure that out ahead of time, and then you can follow along or go along with us and make a new block each month. And we're going to be, as a staff, we're also going to be working on this project, and we're going to be posting our pictures on our Facebook page and on our Instagram account. And so we hope that people will be following along and making that project with us. And even if you've done quilting before, I think that the quilt itself is interesting enough that you're going to want to follow along and do that along with us.
Yep, and you can share using the hashtag QAM Sew Along. So if you do that, then you can see what everyone is posting on Instagram and Facebook.
And we're going to be using solids in our quilts so that I think sometimes it's easier for people to see designs when you use solid fabrics. But certainly, we want everybody to choose their favorite fabrics. Our fabrics are from Michael Miller, and it's from their Cotton Couture collection. And they're just really, really beautiful fabrics in an interesting colorway. But be sure to use whatever your particular favorite fabrics are. And another new column we have is called What Should I Pack? And we know sometimes people, if they're new to a technique, they don't know what they should include in a little sewing kit that they might need for a particular kind of technique or project. And in this case, we're featuring What Should I Pack in a wool sewing kit. So we have several different little gadgets and tools that as an editorial group we got together and said, you know what, if I was going to have a little sew-along wool kit, what do I need or what are my favorite tools? So we got together and got all those little things and put them in a photograph, and it's we're going to be having in the next issue, we're going to be talking about English paper piecing and what should I pack in that. So that's something you can look forward to in the summer issue. The other new thing is our mini quilt series, and I talked a little bit about that when we talked about our cover quilt by Sherry McConnell. And Sherry's going to be designing a quilt for each of the issues in 2015. So our little star quilt is on the cover for spring. And then in summer and fall and winter, each of those issues, there'll be another mini quilt with different design, different fabrics. And we also will have color options of each of those so you can see a second version and what it would look like with different color combinations. And our quilt tester, Jan Regaler, will be working on those color options for us. And those are always fun. It's nice for people to see a different way of looking at something if they don't care for the original or it's just not in their color palette or they want to make something. These little quilts will have a little bit of a seasonal flair to them, not necessarily a holiday motif, but in terms of the fabrics that we pick and the designs themselves, they will have a little bit of a seasonal flair to them.
Which is so fun to just switch out after you make your new one for the season.
And that's a great point because we are making them, I think within an inch or two, they're about the same size. They're about 20 to 21 inches square. So they're, if you're putting one in a particular place, you can take that one down when you make the new one and put that particular season one up. So that's a great point. Well, I think that kind of leads us into then the remaining projects in the issue. So I want to take just a few minutes to talk about those briefly and some of the different things that we're doing. I mentioned earlier that we do bags a lot, different kinds of bags. So it might be, in this case, in this issue, we have a cute little iPhone bag. And the fun technique for that one is a little ruched technique from Keiko Clark, who's the designer. And again, it's something that we've done on a small scale. So if you don't like the technique or you're not quite sure if you want to tackle a whole quilt with this, we've got a terrific project that's a little iPhone holder. And you can make these little ruched squares. And it's just a really pretty embellishment, I think.
It's very pretty.
The color option for that is a pillow. So if you do decide you want to make a few more, the original project took 12 of the little ruched squares. And the color option takes 25, so it's a little bigger project. So if you do enjoy the technique and you want to make more, we've shown you how you can make a pillow using the same thing, so that's kind of fun. We also have some drawstring bags from Caroline Hulse of Sew Caroline, and they're just really cute, three different sizes. You could use them for sewing, you could use them for jewelry kits or makeup kits, but we give you some templates and some full-size patterns so that you can make those cute little drawstring bags. We also have for our quilts, we have kind of a kid's quilt. It's really fun, big squares, not difficult to put together, but it focuses and showcases some really beautiful florals from Westminster Fabrics. And the fun thing about that is we also have a little doll quilt that's made in the same design. It's just scaled down. And so we've got the kid's quilt, and then on a smaller scale, there's the little dolly quilt that's the same pattern and could be used with like the 18-inch dolls that so many little girls have. And the fun thing with that is it does have a plush backing on it. So we've got a couple tips there in that story about using plush backings. We know that's really popular for people, too, to put that nice fabric on the back so that it's very cuddly for a child. One of the other fun things that we have is many of you are familiar with the Million Pillowcase Challenge that American Patchwork and Quilting has been doing for the last few years. And if you're not familiar with it, we're challenging our readers to make pillowcases and then give them to their local charity of choice. So we have some terrific stories online. There's a website that you can go to.
Yep, it's allpeoplequilt.com/million pillowcases.
And on that site, you'll see, I think there's almost 50, if not over 50, different patterns for making pillowcases. And again, it's the band of the pillowcase that would change on most of those patterns. But we have our basic, simple pattern, and we call it the roll it up method. And it's a method we've used for several years, and it's just, you might be familiar with it as the burrito method. It has several different names, but we call it the roll it up method. And we've included a pattern of that in the magazine this time for a couple different reasons. Number one, if somebody just wants a hard copy of it to have and they don't have a printer to print off or they don't have a computer at their home that they can look at it, you can buy the magazine and there's a copy of the pattern in there. And we give you photo how-to step by step at each step of how to make the pillowcases. And, you know, these are really addictive because once you start making them, they're just a lot of fun. And
they're quick.
They are quick. You know, you can actually make a pillowcase in about a half an hour from start to finish, and that it would include cutting and everything. So they do go together very quickly. In the pillowcase store, we also have a little profile on Shay Henderson. And Shay Henderson is a designer from Kansas City, and Shay put together a group of friends who had been asking her to teach them how to sew. They all had sewing machines in their closets. They didn't know what to do with them. And finally she said, you know what? We're going to get together and I'm going to teach you guys how to sew and how to use that sewing machine and get it out of the closet. Well, the pattern that she selected as the first project for those new sewers was the Roll It Up pillowcase from the Million Pillowcase Challenge. And so that was the first project that they did. And then as they got a little more experience and they got a little better at it, then the projects got a little more difficult. Well, as people were hearing about this project, more people wanted to be involved. And she really wanted to keep the group small, felt like she could teach a smaller group of people better. And so she didn't have more people join the group, but what she realized was that there were so many people that wanted this information that she wrote a book. And it's a terrific book called The School of Sewing. And we have an excerpt in the magazine from that. And we want to thank them for letting us include that. But it's just a really terrific story about how a group of friends got together. They didn't necessarily all know each other, but they all knew Shay. And she was able to take them through several week sessions. And they just really had, you can tell by the photographs in the book, what a terrific time they had and how much accomplishment they felt finishing each of these projects and learning how to use their sewing machines. So that's another really fun project. We have some pot holders, a couple different kinds of pot holders in the magazine as well, if you're looking for something like that for a project. We have a wall quilt that also could be, we've got it styled in a kid's room, but it wouldn't have to be on the wall. It could also be a quilt that the kids could use. So there's just so much new and exciting and fun stuff in the spring 2015 issue of Quilts and More magazine.
Yes, and that's on sale February 3rd, so look for that cute star mini quilt on the cover and pick it up on newsstands. We'll be back next week with a special encore edition of our The American Patchwork and Quilting podcast.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.